Saturday, 29th of April. 22 hours, 4 pizzas, 1 Indian takeaway, 3 packets of cigarettes and 3 bottles of champagne later, Daniel is still here. I am in love. I am also now between one and all of the following. A. Back on 30 a day. B. Engaged. C. Stupid. D. Pregnant. 11:45 p.m. Have just been sick. And as I slumped over the loo trying to do it quietly so Daniel wouldn't hear, he suddenly yelled out from the bedroom. There goes your inner poise, my plumptious. Best place for it, I say. May. Monday, 1st of May. I seriously think I am pregnant. Daniel and I were so carried away with euphoria at being back together again that reality seemed to go out of the window. And once you've... Oh, look, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, dear. I'm starting to get carried away with the idea of self as Calvin Klein-style mother figure, pos wearing crop top or throwing baby in the air, laughing fulfilledly in advert for designer gas cooker, feel-good movie or similar. Next, I discovered a whole new world of Daniel fantasies. Daniel carrying the baby in a sling, Daniel rushing home from work, thrilled to find the two of us pink and glowing in the bath. But then Daniel appeared. I have never seen him look worse. The only possible explanation was that on leaving me yesterday, he had carried on drinking. He looked over at me, briefly, with the expression of an axe murderer. Suddenly, the fantasies were replaced by images from the film Barfly, where the couple spend the whole time blind drunk, screaming and throwing bottles at each other. Or Harry Enfield's The Slobs with Daniel yelling, Bridge! The baby! Is bawling! It's head off! And me retorting, Daniel! I'm having a fag! Thursday, 4th of May. Went to the chemist to discreetly buy a pregnancy test. I was just shoving the packet at the girl on the till, with my head down, wishing I'd thought to put my ring on my wedding finger, when the chemist yelled, You want a pregnancy test? Shh! I hissed, looking over my shoulder. How late's your period? He bellowed. You'd be better with the blue one. It tells you if you're pregnant on the first day after your period is due. I grabbed the proffered blue one, handed over the £8 sodding 95 and scuttled out. For the first 2 hours this morning, I kept staring at my handbag as if it was an unexploded bomb. At 11:30, I could stand it no longer, grabbed the handbag, got in the lift and went to the loo 2 floors down to avoid the risk of anyone I knew hearing suspicious rustling. For 3 minutes, I didn't look at it. There was no way I was going to watch my fate being sealed by a slowly forming thin blue line. Then I picked up the stick and nearly screamed. There in the little window was a fine blue line. Oh, oh! I bolted and went out to a phone booth to ring Sharon. Jesus! I'll meet you in Café Rouge in 15 minutes, she said. Although it was only 12:45, I thought a vodka and orange wouldn't do any harm since it was a genuine emergency. But then I remembered that baby wasn't supposed to have vodka. I waited, feeling like a weird sort of hermaphrodite or push-me-pull-you. On the one hand, I was all nesty and gooey about Daniel, smug about being a real woman, so irrepressibly fecund. On the other, I was thinking, oh my God, life is over. Daniel is a mad alcoholic and will kill me, then chuck me when he finds out. No more sex, bottles of wine and fags. No one will fancy me, and I will not fit into any of my trousers, particularly my brand new acid green Agnes B jeans. When Sharon arrived, I sulkily thrust the pregnancy test with its telltale blue line at her under the table. Is this it? She said. Well, of course it is, I muttered. You, she said, are a ridiculous human being. Didn't you read the instructions? There are supposed to be 2 lines. This line is just to show the test is working. 1 line means you're not pregnant, you ninny.